Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. What's up, Zach?
Hey. Well, I'm sorry. I would have joined in with that song for you just now, but I was kind of distracted.
Well, yeah, why?
I was distracted by the softest, most comfortable underwear I've ever had.
Which, are they made with natural fibers or something?
Not only were they made with natural fibers, they were made with antimicrobial natural fibers.
What the? What kind of magical underwear are you even talking about?
Shut up.
Listen. Wow.
To me. Mack Weldon is touching my balls and I feels so right. Mack Weldon holding me close through the day and through the night. Unshut up, I need your input.
Thank you, that felt really aggressive. But this underwear is so impressive. This underwear, but also t-shirts and socks.
T-shirts and socks.
Oh, they really rock. They work hard like you do.
Like I do.
They work hard like you do.
And in fact, truth is plain to see. Sometimes my underwear works harder than me.
Oh, every day my underwear works harder than me.
I'm on the couch.
They're doing so much getting it done. Because my underwear, they're from Mack Weldon.
MackWeldon.com. Get 20% off your purchase using promo code OFFBOOK.
Never, ever tell me to shut up again.
I felt so bad even when I did it, which is why I could only let that stand for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, fair.
Fair.
Mack Weldon.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi.
Oh, you snuck up on me.
Didn't see you there.
Oh, hey.
What is happening? Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
With Zach and Jess. That's Zach.
That's Jess.
And that's Scott Passerell on the keys.
Oh, baby.
For you music fans, that was a finish it. Oh, you asshole. Oh, there we go. Got to resolve that chord.
Got to resolve that chord. You have to. Otherwise, you're left thinking, what's happening? Why does my life not feel right now?
Is my cat door open? I have an indoor cat. I shouldn't have a cat door at all.
Did I leave my flat iron plugged in? Oh, no. Just that cord wasn't resolved.
Just that cord needed to resolve.
Let's resolve to introduce our guest because he's one of the coolest cats around.
He's also one of the funniest human beings in the world.
And I'd say top 10 best hair.
God, the hair is so good.
Thank you
so
much, guys.
Ladies and
gentlemen,
Drew Tarver.
I am red with embarrassment. That was such a nice intro. Thank you.
It looks like the wind is always blowing it up in like the perfect way.
Yeah, like I would say not even wind swept, like wind kissed. Like the wind came through your hair and went, ooh.
Well, I do stare into a fan for a half hour every morning.
And it shows.
Right up close.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all have our regimens.
Yeah, I have great hair and dry eyes.
Yeah, and every morning I scream into a volcano.
Where do you find it?
Ugh. I can't tell you that.
Oh, fair. because then everybody's going to be screaming to that volcano.
I mean, like, I don't want my volcano to be the next, like, Sprinkles Cupcakes.
No, I hear you. And hot ref with the Sprinkles Cupcakes.
There'll be a line down the block for your volcano.
Yeah, your volcano might end up on Oprah's Favorite Things.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Drew, we're so glad you're here. Such a funny, funny guy.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here. Was that an arpeggio?
Yeah, it was both an arpeggio and a major scale.
A major scale.
And then he did this chord at the end, which was
what was it?
Scott, what's that called?
A flat six.
It's just a classic flat six.
That's what's in my car, too. I know some car references. A flat six engine?
Uh-huh.
That's what a Jeep has.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what that
a
means,
flat
really.
Six
a
engine?
Flat six, like, cylinder.
Drew, you're actually kind of a Jeep guy.
This
is something I remember about you.
Well, yes. I had a Jeep in high school, a Jeep Cherokee, not the one you're thinking of, like just a Cherokee.
I guarantee you, I'm not thinking of any Jeep. Okay. My knowledge of car, like
Jurassic
I'm thinking
Park
of a
car.
Yeah, that's what's going on in
that
my head.
That is not what I had.
Car with no roof?
No, I had car with roof.
Jeep makes cars with roofs?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is new
the
to me.
The Wrangler is the car with no. Wait, I think there
it has
there are Cherokees as well as Wranglers in Jurassic Park.
You know, you're a real Jeep guy.
I'm a real Jeep guy. I'm really not. I had one in high school that my dad let me drive, or it was his old car, and I drove it to school, and I really liked it. And then, like, he sold it, and, like, 3 or 4 years ago, I was really drunk online on eBay, and I was just like, I'll kind of like occasionally like just look up cars on eBay. They have cars on there.
Sure.
And I saw this one that had wood paneling on the side of it, and it was kind of like the old Jeep that I used to drive, and I was like, oh shit, I really want that.
Who do you turn into when you're drunk?
Yeah, I'm like a old weird dude in a barn or something. Oh, that looks
you want to come get a Jeep?
Yeah. And so I drunkenly bid on it, thinking like, oh, that won't be a thing. I won't win. I only put like, you know, $100 over what it was. And there was a lot of activity on this Jeep. And I woke up the next morning and I had won. And I was trying to like, why did I do? I was just like kind of like out of it. And I was like, oh, I'll lose. But I didn't. And then the guy immediately emailed me and he was like, hey, I really hope you're serious about this because so many people have bid on this one and then canceled. So I felt terrible. And I was like, well, I guess I have to have this. I can't cancel on him. And I think the reason I did it is because I had just bought my first car too, a Prius. So I had it wasn't like I was looking for a car. This was an additional
a bonus car.
Yes,
yeah.
A bonus car that I did not have the money for. But I was like, I'll just get it. And I think it was close to my parents' place in Georgia. It was like only like a few hours away. So I think in my head, I was like, drunk guy was like, yeah, I'll buy it. And then they'll just go get it and they'll keep it for me. Like, and I called my dad and he was like, what'd you do, son? And he was so mad at me. And I was like, dad, just get it. I'll keep it. And I'll like, I don't know. I'll fix it up and that will be my real car. Then I paid another $1,000 to have it shipped out here. So I'm like, at this point, I'm like $6,000 in. It was $5,000, the Jeep. And I got it out here, and I was like, oh, this can't be my day-to-day driver. Like, this thing is in weird shape. There's no AC. It burns a lot of gas. So I stored it in my friend's parking garage because he had a spare space for like 2 years. Then I was going to rent it out for commercials because it had like this old, like, romantic comedy lead look to it, you know,
sure,
like,
sure.
Oh,
he's an architect, but he drives this cool old car.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 Cause it had wood grain and I was like, oh, I'll do that. And so I signed it up for a bunch of like commercial rental places and like car rental places for like movies and commercials and stuff. And one guy called me and he's like, is it available tomorrow? Same guy as drunk guy.
Right.
Me drunk.
You called
yourself. Right. Yes. And I was like, well, the battery's dead, but I think I can. This has turned into way too long of a story.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
The battery is dead, but I think I can
have it ready tomorrow. So I went and I took the battery down to AutoZone and I was like, hey, is this battery, can you charge it up? And they're like, no, it's bad. Drunk me at AutoZone too. So I got a new battery. I took it back. I put it in the Jeep. I hooked it up. And right when I put like the hookups on it, water started shooting out of the like little water jets on the hood. The horn starts going off, all the lights, everything just like lights up like crazy. And this little black box underneath the hood just kind of starts slowly smoking. So I kind of like took it off and I was like, I don't think that's right. And I put it back on and it did it again. So then I was like, well, this can't be right. So I called the guy who wanted it and I was like, hey, I got a new battery. I put it on. It's not really working. So he's like, don't worry. I'll send my mechanic up there. So then this dude pulls up in a Hyundai four-door car, like not like a mechanic's truck, just a four-door car with a bunch of tools like littered in the back seat. And he gets out and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm Red. His name was Red. And he came up and he was like, you idiot, you put the battery in backwards. So I'd put the battery in backwards. I had fried the computer, the car's computer. So at that point, I was like, well, this is, I had to pay another like $500 to get the computer, get a new computer or an old new refurbished computer, got it done. And then the commercial people, they were like, well, never mind. There's no commercial tomorrow. So I was like $6,500 in and then I sold it like a couple months later.
For $8,000.
No, sadly, no, for like five. So I was only out $1,500, but I really wanted that. I really wanted that cool Jeep lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We go now to the backwoods of Georgia, where just every kid is mudding around in their Jeep Cherokee. Yeah, we got teens, we got tweens who don't have their license yet, but what everybody does have is that Jeep lifestyle. Get in my Jeep Cherokee. Gonna drive for miles and miles. Every day I live that Jeep lifestyle. Oh, if you wanna ride with me, you gotta get in my Jeep Cherokee. I'm gonna ride for miles and miles, but I'm gonna do it every day with Jeep lifestyle.
Woo, Karen, that's some Jeep lifestyle you got going on.
Hell yeah, I got Jeep lifestyle. What you got? You got that Jeep lifestyle?
Oh, I got that Jeep lifestyle. Every day wake up in the morning, my car, it goes beep beep. And the reason it makes a beep beep sound is because it's a Jeep Jeep. I'll ride around in it just the way that it feels to be in a car that's made by Jeep. It's got all kinds of wheels.
Oh, if you wanna ride with me, you gotta ride in a Jeep Cherokee. If you wanna ride with me, you gotta ride in a Jeep Cherokee.
Hey, my name's Raj. This is my Dodge Jeep, to be specific. Yeah, I love the Jeep lifestyle. Riding, riding, riding it. Beware, no danger. It's my Jeep.
Got mud in my mouth and mud in my nose. If you don't have mud on you, fuck yourself, I suppose.
If you wanna ride with me, you gotta ride in my Jeep Cherokee. If you wanna ride with me, you gotta ride in my Jeep Cherokee. We're gonna ride for miles and miles, living that Jeep lifestyle. Oh, hey, Dad.
Yeah, what's up, son?
Hey, Dad, can I ask you, listen, thank you so much for providing me a vehicle. Gosh, I know that I should not just expect you to hand me things.
Yeah, son, no problem, no problem.
It's just that, Pop, you know, It's tough because none of the other kids got Kias. And, well, I don't want it. Jeez, Dad. You know, you work so hard and you provide so much for this family. You're such a good dad. But problem is, I don't fit in with the other kids in school because I ain't got a Jeep.
Son, it's not about having a Jeep, okay? I mean, I didn't get a Jeep until I was in my late 40s, okay?
Really, Pa?
Yeah, I drove a hand-me-down Honda Accord, okay? And yeah, I got picked on.
How'd you go mudding in that Accord, Pa?
Well, I didn't. I sat on the sidelines, you know? But it made me who I am. Just because all the other kids have Jeeps doesn't mean you need one.
I guess that's right. I guess I don't need to go mudding with all the kids. I can do something else in my Kia. Yeah, you're right, Dad. I'm sorry for asking. It's just, maybe I don't want to be a sideline kid, you know? Being on the sidelines helped you. Now you're a sideline ref for the NFL.
I know. My career ended up exactly kind of how I was when I was a kid.
You're great at being on sidelines and looking inward and making judgments from the sidelines. But, Dad, you know, my dream is to be an on-court ref for the NBA, so I gotta be in the mix.
Son, God, shit.
I'm sorry, Dad. I know it's tough when it's just, because it's just you and me after Ma and Sister got lost on that ship.
And they still haven't found that ship. I think it's out there somewhere. They're gonna come back.
They might come back.
All right, fine. I guess I'll cash in all my savings and get you that Jeep so you can live your dream.
Oh, Dad, I can't ask you to do all the savings. Just maybe just a little bit of the savings, then I'll work hard for the rest. Can I just get one saving bond?
Yeah.
I can't leave you dead and desolate. That's not right.
No.
Actually, Dad.
No.
What?
You're taking all the savings.
Are you serious, Pop?
You're taking all the savings. I'm tired of you not having what I didn't have. You're going to be an on-court ref for the NBA. You're not going to stand on the sidelines at the NFL and carry around those sticks with that.
Every generation owes things to the one before. Is it wrong for the next generation to look around and ask for more? We can learn from our mas. And we can learn from our paws. But when it comes down to it, we gotta just learn from us. It's time to get off the sideline. It's time to get off the sideline. It's time
to get off,
the sidelines. I'm gonna take that.
Son, not having what he wants. I'm gonna sell all my bonds and give him everything that he wants.
You not having money and giving it directly to me. That's the only way for me to have my destiny. It's time to get off the sidelines. It's time. Thanks, Pa. I hope you don't die because you're poor.
All hands on deck! All hands on deck!
Yeah, yeah, all right, all right!
All right!
Now listen, when I took over this pirate ship with just me and my daughter, we knew nothing of the sea. We were just Georgia backwoods mother and daughter. But now we're here, and as your captain, I'm going to tell you this. Captain Sharon does not suffer fools above the deck, or below the deck, or in the scullery maid's chambers, or in any of the chambers, or in the galley.
What exactly was your mission when you left the shores?
Pardon? We were on a pleasure cruise that was taken over by pirates. We were just on a vacation, and then we took over this boat.
Dharma! I was up in the crow's nest when I saw the most glorious sight.
Our Brittany, what did you see?
I saw a tiny island, and I bet there be treasure on that island.
Set course for the island. Did it have a name, Brittany? Have you checked with the maps?
I'm not much from you. You, hey. You be the most beautiful thing I've seen.
Brittany, since. Not what? Now. Where were we going?
Oh, sorry, I just...
You can't, Brittany. Can I mother-daughter moment over here for a second?
Ma.
I know you're of an age where you want to be dating. I understand.
And you've kept me on the sea for four of my formative years.
I understand that this ship is full of just the most handsome, sun-soaked, ripped and tanned pirates.
Yes, Mama, why'd we have to take over this ship that's only full of such studs?
I don't know. Something about working on the sea just turns you into a real babe. I don't know what it is, but I don't want you dating any of these pirates, Brittany.
But... What am I supposed to do? Never find love?
Excuse me, Captain. Do you mind if I take off my shirt to hoist in the anchors?
Yes, do it, do it.
If you must, six-pack piece.
All right, cool. Oop, took the pants off, too.
Oh, God damn it. And none of you wear underwear, which I understand.
Six pack Pete. I know I be but a humble young pirate
Brittany,
wench.
No, I don't want six pack Pete taking your V car.
Ma! God, what? I just wanna. What if I just wanted to be in the crow's nest with him and hold hands
you
and have a beautiful
don't.
Conversation?
I hear you mumbling in the night, Brittany.
Ma, stop listening to my sleep mumbles.
We
Those
share
are
a quarters. What am I supposed to do?
Well, that's up to you. Why didn't you take over the captain's quarters?
I don't like the captain's quarters.
Please, Ma. You've turned me into a pirate. Don't turn me into an old maid, too.
God, Brittany. You're 16. You're not an old maid. Listen, there's plenty of things to love on the sea.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Better than six-pack
Pete? Oh, sure.
Oh, no way. You can't convince me.
You can love a seagull. Or you can love the sea. You can love the mist that sprays on your face, and that'd be fine with me. You can love the map and the compass if it's love and you desire it. The only thing that you cannot love is a ruggedly handsome pirate.
You've taken me away on this ship. This ship, this ship. You've taken me away on this ship. This ship,
this ship, this ship.
It started as a pleasure vacation ship, but in the end, all I want is a relationship.
Well, you could love the dolphins.
No.
That are constantly following us around. Or you could love the tropical monkeys that throw coconuts onto the ground. Or you could love a narwhal. Or shells that you can beat like they're a drum. But you can't fall in love with six-pack Pete and his six-pack tum.
Brittany, come over here.
God damn it.
Take a look off the side.
Yeah.
And also, take a look at my jacket. It's made of hide.
Ooh.
Six-pack Pete.
What?
I know what you're up to, I suppose. You think you'll get in me daughter's pants with your fancy pirate clothes.
So oh, you've taken you away on
the ship, ship, the ship, the ship,
the ship.
I've taken you away on this ship, the ship. The ship, the ship.
It started as a simple mother-daughter vacation ship.
And I don't want you in a relationship.
Relationship.
Oh, ow, I hurt my knee. You know there's no pedophiles on the sea.
What?
It doesn't exist out here. Just let me be with your daughter, please.
Okay, first of all... You straight up said pedophile, which is not a thing I would have even thought about if you hadn't said it with a big creepy smile.
Yes, there's one thing I don't understand.
I thought you were like an 18-year-old handsome deckhand.
No, that one is 82.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on over here and get on this grain sack with me, please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. On the grain sack, old crusty stew, I must say no to you, but my one love I will repeat as I cuddle up to young six-pack Pete.
Leave room for Pirate Jesus.
Pirate Jesus is very thin, we all know.
Oh, fine.
Relationship. Ship.
No dating.
Hey, y'all. Check it out. My dad stole all of our house and money and wares and got me this Jeep. Can I go mudding with y'all?
Ooh. Oh, shit. I didn't know you was going to end up having a Jeep.
Looks like Calvin finally got himself a Jeep.
Nice.
Yeah, y'all. If you see my daddy, you can just say, hey. Hey, good job. Good job. You got Calvin that Jeep.
How'd your daddy get you that Jeep? Did he pirate a bunch of DVDs again?
Yeah, did he go to piratebay.org and download a bunch of new releases and then...
We know about that.
Y'all, why is there...
on to DVD selling by the street in the town square.
Y'all, why is there this rumor that my dad's some sort of pirate? He's just a wholesome worker at H&R Block who takes care of his family, misses his wife and daughter, and sold all the saving bonds to buy his son a Jeep so he could be an NBA ref. That's a linear, straightforward tale.
No, I get it, but you got pirate blood in you.
No.
Your grandparents were pirates. Their parents were pirates.
No, that's just myth and lore. Now, come on, y'all. Let's go mudding.
All right.
All right.
Wait. Did you guys hear?
What?
We can't go mudding in our usual spot today.
Why?
It's full of pigs and bears.
What? Shit.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Well, can we go mudding tomorrow?
I think we got to deal with the pigs and bears.
Okay.
I mean, we can go mudding tomorrow if the pigs and bears are gone, but it seems like we have a pattern. We get an area that's real good for mudding. We mud it all up.
Yeah, it gets muddy.
It attracts a bunch of pigs and bears.
Yeah, they love wallowing around in that fresh, done mud.
Or I should say, it attracts pigs, and then the pigs attract the bears.
Meanwhile, a little further over in the mudding area...
God, I hope the bears don't come soon.
I hope they do.
They always... Why, Craig?
I don't know. I'm done living.
What?
Yeah.
You want to die?
Hey. Oh, hey, little piggies.
Oh bear.
Shit. Hey, you don't have to be scared of me, this bear.
Why not?
Because I just want to be like you guys.
Oh, you want to, wait, you're a bear and you want to be like a pig?
Yeah, none of my bears will accept me for that. But all I want to do is...
Oh my God, you just jumped into the mud and started rolling around.
I'm sorry, I got mud in my mouth. All I want to do is roll in the mud like I was a little pig. That's what I've wanted since I was a cub, since I was a little bear.
Billy, come back over here.
I'm sorry. All right.
Billy.
What?
You're fucking blowing this scam, dude.
What?
You gotta make them think that you want to be a pig, but you're laughing all over the place and you're giving it away.
Yeah, you're...
Here, I'll do it.
Okay, you try.
Oh, hi, little pigs.
Oh, hey. Another bear?
I'm just a different bear. I want to be a pig because none of the other pigs will accept me.
I don't understand why you guys want to be pigs. You're obviously further up on the food chain.
No, here. Oh, I want to be a pig and give the little piggies hugs. All I want to do is roll around in the mud, and it would be great from north to south if I was a pig with another pig inside my mouth.
What?
Just get back over here.
Get back over here. You're blowing it.
Why?
You said...
You want a pig in your mouth.
That's what pigs do. They get... Oh, no, that's what I wanted as a bear, to have a pig inside my mouth.
Let me try.
Hello, pigs. I want to be you. Please, please, please let me roll around in the stew that is mud that I love. I want to eat you up.
Come back.
Shit.
Whoa. You just immediately shut it up. All right, guys, give me another try.
Okay, yeah, you go back. Oh, that laughing bear.
Sorry for my French. They are really weird and very strange and wrong. But all
ultimately, I promise you, little pigs, this is where that I belong. Let's get in the mud and close our eyes and make lots of choices that are very wise. Like, you can't let my three friends turn you into a buffet today.
Get back over here.
I'm sorry.
You said buffet.
I know, but I got them in the mud and closed their eyes. I thought maybe you guys could come in and steal the
show. I have another question.
Okay.
Why are we trying to play it coy as if we need to use some clever ploy? We can just go over there and eat a bunch of pigs. We are bears.
We forgot that we were bears.
Right.
We forgot that we were bears. We forgot that we were bears.
Let's go.
Oh no. Oh,
where'd those pigs go? Because we forgot we were bears. Oh, well, let's roll around in the mud.
Oh, look, y'all, now it's just the pigs. And then the bears. Maybe we can go mud in there after all.
Yeah.
Please, I need to get in that mud.
Will they go mudding there after all?
And how will it help Calvin reach his dream of being an NBA ref?
What's going on with the mother and daughter who are pirates on the seas?
And will Paul have enough money for retirement?
Find out
in the second half of Pillaging for Your Dreams.
Sponsored by Jeep.
Intermission.
Humans, this is Matt Besser from Improv for Humans. It's an improvised podcast where we do a special thing every once in a while we call the narrative experiment, where we actually choose characters for our improvisers. They keep the character throughout the episode, and we basically do a sitcom. Check it out. It's called Mopes. It stars John Gabris, Jess McKim, Eugene Cordero, three of my favorite improvisers. Check it out, Humans. Mopes on Improv for Humans.
Welcome back. When we left our friends, Calvin was trying to pursue his dream of being an NBA on the court ref. After his dad, retired sideline official, now H&R Block worker, sold all of his money, and their mother and daughter are lost at sea, but are actually pirates.
Also, there's some bears and pigs.
Will we see them again?
Find out
now.
Guys, I have terrible news. Our Los Angeles Clippers basketball game is canceled today.
No, why?
Because one of the sideline refs. Nope. Sorry, hold on. I'm getting a text. I read the text wrong.
Okay.
One of the sideline refs. Hold on, let me respond. There are no sideline refs in basketball.
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant off-court refs. Oh, okay. One of the on-court refs quit. And I guess there's no one to replace him, so basketball in the NBA is canceled.
No.
No.
Yes.
There's got to be someone who
can hang up your basketball shoes and basketball shorts. Find something else you're good at. We'll never clipper again. Not in this league.
No.
What am I going to do if I can't clipper?
I don't know, Blake Griffin.
I got a clipper.
We all got a clipper.
What am I going to do if I can't clipper? What am I gonna do if I can't clipper? What am I gonna do
if I can't clipper? What am I gonna do if I can't clipper?
You better find something else you're good at doing, because basketball is no longer moving. It's not a viable career. I don't care what they say. Today we've canceled the NBA.
What am I gonna do if I can't clipper?
What am I gonna do
if I can't clipper?
Maybe be a tailor and repair people's zippers. What am I gonna do if I can't clipper?
You gotta be tripping. My name's Blake Griffin.
We know who you are.
What am I gonna do if I can't clipper? Do you expect me to go and be a snipper? That's a haircutter.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
You could cut lots of hair. Maybe work for Parks and Rec and round up bears. There's a bear problem the whole world around. All I know is basketball is not going down. So
gonna do if I can clip her?
Maybe make the next TV show Flipper. Reimagine the series, but you can't clip her.
I got an idea. It's kind of like fishing.
Okay.
What if we hold an audition for a ref, an on-court ref? We'll be the producers, and we'll judge them.
And that's what we gotta do, so we can clip her. And that's what we gotta do, so we can clip her.
It's like finding a girl who fits the glass slipper. That's what we gotta do. Someone's here now.
What?
I don't know. Did you tweet that out that we were going to do that?
During that song,
hey,
I was tweeting
Griffin, your social
time.
Media is incredible.
Blake yeah. Griffin, hey, my name's Calvin, and I'm your biggest fan, but I saw your tweet about that audition, and, well, I drove my Jeep as fast as I could.
Wait. You're the kind of man that drives a Jeep?
Yeah. I'm the kind of man who can drive 3,000 miles in the matter of minutes because I live that Jeep lifestyle.
Huh. Well, God, Jeeps are not super eco-friendly. I wish you could have here in like a Kia or something.
Yeah, we you're probably a little spoiled if you have a Jeep. But yeah.
I mean, we'll see what you got.
Yeah, we'll see what you got.
A Kia? Spoiled? Me?
You just
stop saying single words. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Ungrateful for what my daddy gave me? Me?
We didn't say that.
Let him throw away his life? Me?
Whoa, what is happening right now?
Spat on the job that he had as a young man?
Why are you backing?
A sideline back, official?
You're
me?
Back, you're backing back towards your
I
car.
I did that? Me?
You're getting in the car. Where are you going?
Jeep?
This is your chance to audition.
Because I cared more about Mudden than my own dad. Me? Who? My dad is the only family I got left out of my mom and sister have been gone for 4 years. Me?
Come back.
Come back. I guess we'll see the next person in line.
I gotta take a long, hard look at Calvin. Who is this? Who am I? Did that car just drive by? Am I having this bit of ennui and losing focus of the things happening around me? Is this an existential crisis?
Honey, someone help!
In the middle of the road.
Someone help!
Did I just cause an accident? Was that what I did? Did I destroy them? What am I doing walking down the 101? And more importantly, was I a bad son?
Please pull your car over to the side of the road.
Nope, gotta keep thinking.
This is helicopter police. We have a runner.
Family's important.
Seems like she's having an existential crisis.
That's the thing
crisis.
I know. My dad sold everything and I let him let that go.
Call in the Air Force.
My mom and sister, they've been gone for years. But
I've
let my
I've
dad get rid of all his money and I gave it to his fears.
Take the shot.
So
take
now
the
I'm
shot.
Walking.
Six.
Was I a bad son?
Crazy Six has a shot.
We're gonna take the shot. We're the Crazy Six, the biggest assassin.
Now
in the
I'm
States.
Building my confidence. I gotta do
oh
what
God, she's
is right.
Crazy. I'm gonna
and
throw
I'm
the grenade.
Having this thought while
throw
I'm
it.
Doing cartwheels in between cars and dodging their side. Yeah, I can move.
That was a big
so
miss.
Fast.
Big miss.
Make their guns jump.
We're fired.
Oh my
well,
God.
I'm thinking about what is right. I'm moving as fast as smoke. Yeah, I'm running.
Oh my God, she's as fast as smoke.
Down the 101.
She's on foot.
I'm running.
Should we just join in song?
Down the
Yeah, promise to join in.
Repeatedly referred to me as a she. I gotta do the right thing. I gotta do what's right inside of me. So now I'll walk off the 101, rent a Kia, drive home and be a better son.
That was gorgeous. That was really beautiful. It's me, part of the six.
Yeah, we're all, yeah. No, I think all of us feel bad for a lot of the things we did.
Yeah, we
Crazy Six. I mean, first of all, we thought we were attacking a woman.
Yeah.
Which we love to do.
That's our bad.
That was a man. Mm-hmm. We don't do that.
Yeah. We're specifically out to get bad women, and that's our bad. Listen, hey, why don't you go home and apologize to your dad.
I don't think I can go home yet. I gotta think about what we did. We're the Crazy Six, man. We're the greatest assassins.
No, I was talking to him.
He's long gone.
Oh, he's gone, yeah.
Driving safely in my Kia.
There he goes.
There he is.
Ugh.
Shit.
Is this where you wanted to be?
Not really. I don't know.
I mean,
we auditioned for SEAL Team 6 and we didn't make it, so we started our own group.
Did you say audition?
Yeah.
Oh, Are you guys here for the audition to be on-court refs for the NBA?
Oh, man, our meanderings have taken us all the way back to Los Angeles Staples Center.
Shit, we're back here.
Ugh.
Well, I mean...
Is this what you wanted to do?
I'll try out.
I don't know. I don't feel like I could ever shake being one of the Crazy Six. Like the SEAL Team Six, but really off the leash.
Yeah.
All right, well...
I mean, I'll try. What do I have to do?
Well...
Traveling. You were traveling.
Oh, you're perfect.
Really?
Yeah, Blake Griffin's going to be so relieved.
Oh, Blake Griffin, yeah. Yeah, I could be an on-court ref, absolutely. I mean, like, I'm kind of done with being in the Crazy Six.
All right, well, we'll miss you. We're going to have to change our name, though. It's the Crazy Five.
The Crazy Five. I feel like, yeah, that's honestly perfect. Keep the crazy. All right, see ya. Oh, sorry.
No. Wait. I'm glad you did.
I meant to give you a hug.
No. You turned away, and I turned into it. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
We've always been in the Crazy Six. But the only thing crazy is it took us so long to kiss. I've been looking at you for 13 years. Secretly crying crazy tears. Because if you leave, the only thing that's crazy is the crazy hole in my heart. If you leave, I got a life that's crazy, and I want a life to have a brand new start.
I remember the first time I saw you in battle.
Oh, yeah.
It started to rattle. I really wanted to give you a peck. Just a few minutes ago, I thought, what the heck?
Oh, I love hunting women, but not as much as I love you. I love a stomach I can put a knife in, but not as much as I love you. I love pulling the teeth out of people on the run from the FBI, but not as much as I love that guy.
I'm not gonna be on the court without you.
What?
I want you to be right there with me. Joint refs for the NBA.
Joint refs for the NBA. Joint refs for who are in love. Also, we need today off.
We're getting married.
Oh, you got it.
So if you need another ref for today, we can't do today.
Sorry, tomorrow we start tomorrow.
But today, we are getting married.
All I want is the courage to say, Mom, I don't want to be a pirate anymore. It's time for us to go home. I miss Dad. I miss Calvin. I miss mudding. I miss home.
You know, I miss them too. That's why I abandoned course from that tiny island.
Oh, good.
And set course for Long Beach Harbor.
Georgia?
Pardon?
Why are we going to Long Beach?
Well, that's where I want to go. What was this about you? Where do you want to go?
Yes, geez, I thought you finally heard me for the first. Go home to Georgia, where we're from.
Oh, there's nothing in Georgia. Let's go to Long Beach Harbor.
Dad and Calvin are in Georgia. Why would we go to Long Beach Harbor?
How are you so sure they're in Georgia?
That's where we left them. That's where we're from.
4 years ago? You think they're still there?
Well, I think they're going to hug a tree type of situation.
Fine, we'll go back, but you're going to feel real bad if it turns out they're somewhere else. Abandon course for Long Beach Harbor. Set course.
What?
For Georgia Harbor.
There's nothing there.
What? We're going there.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, look.
Son, where you been?
I was in Los Angeles, but I drove home in this Kia. Come on, Dad, let's go look out in Georgia Harbor and see what we find.
Son, you know that we're not going to find anything there.
Sorry, folks. What? Georgia Harbor's closed today.
Why?
I can't come in Georgia Harbor. Been a terrible accident.
Where are you from?
I lost one of our harbor referees and
Wait
we're shutting
second.
Down the harbor.
Dad,
huh?
Listen, when I went to Los Angeles for 2 hours, I learned a lot. And I learned even more when I drove home. And that's that I gotta be a better son to you. And part of that means paying closer attention to the world around me and not taking you for granted.
Son.
We're gonna sell that Jeep. And you're going to get that money back. And I'm sorry I ever poo-pooed your life and your dreams. And also, given my new opened eyes, I can tell you that this harbor worker isn't a harbor worker at all. This harbor worker is a bear.
No, I'm not. I'm just a harbor worker that loves working in a harbor, eating honey out of the harbor, knocking fish out of the harbor and into my mouth.
Hey, come here.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I got it. Give me one more.
If we're going to take over the harbor, you got to do a better job.
Guys, listen, I got this. Give me one more shot.
This is where all of the food comes in we can feast.
I know what we're doing here. We're just a bunch of New York bears that want to get into this harbor. So just give me a second. I got it, okay?
All right.
I think you are a bear.
Bro.
I think you are a bear.
I'm a man.
I think you are a bear. Now get out of here.
You think I'm a bear.
You think you are a bear. Now get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you think I am a bear just because. But if I were a bear, would I be able to direct this traffic with my claws? You think that I'm a bear? Well, to you I will defer. But if I was a bear, would I be able to wear this cool jacket over my fur?
I think you are a bear.
I'm not a bear.
I think you are a bear.
I'm just a man with a snout.
I think you are a bear. So get out of here. Look, I've been on a journey and I'm full of emotion and I want to start anew with my paw and look out on the ocean. Yeah, I am here to say to my dad that we should start a new day. But you, obviously poorly disguised bear, you're blocking our way.
Guess what? Yes, I'm a bear.
I knew it.
But one thing I'm not is a bear who didn't know he was a bear because that bear forgot. I just remembered that if I'm a bear, I should just take what I want. So we're taking this harbor now. Bear army, attack! You would need a strong naval force to be able to rid this harbor of bears. This is a bear harbor now.
Look, Ma, do you Aren't you see what I see on the shore?
Or what, Brittany, and what are you yapping about?
Ma, look, it's Pa and Calvin, but they're being surrounded by an army of bears.
Oh, I guess you're right. Here's $20. They weren't at the Long Beach Harbor.
I told you.
Is that what you're making a fuss about? Fine. Here's your $20. I'm going back to my closet.
No, Ma, I'm making a fuss about how we need to save Pa and Calvin from those bears. Listen, what? I love what? Your love, but I need you to arm the cannons and
arm
point
the cannons?
Yeah, and point them at those bears.
Shoot cannons at the bears! Shoot cannons over there! Point the cannons over there! And shoot cannons at the bears! Oh, that's a miss! That's a big miss!
Big miss, big miss. Sorry, sorry, we'll try again.
Hold on, we got some new crew members that maybe are better aiming than us. Ooh, who are you guys? We're the Crazy Four.
What's up?
Two of our members left, but we're as crazy as ever.
Yep, we're here to help.
You want us to shoot some cannons at women?
No, that's horrible. we're women and we run this ship. Are you sanctioned? Actually, get out of here. Your mission is so terrible, I can't approve you.
Splash.
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry I had to explode those misogynists.
I think we're better for it.
Take those cannons and I swear I'll never miss.
Don't miss.
Don't miss.
Here I go.
Our bears, can I say, taking over the harbor with you. What a wonderful day. I've loved being friends and bears with you all. Oh shit, is that a cannonball?
Dad, I know that that was scary. What we saw, I'll never forget those bears and their terrifying claws. But Dad, do you see? Do you see who's on that boat? Get ready for our poor little hearts to start to float. Mom,
Captain Sharon,
and Sister Brittany.
Arr.
Let's once again be a family. Oh, Mom,
Captain Sharon,
Sister Brittany. Let's once again be a family.
Sharon.
Pa.
How are you?
Well, I'm different for 4 years at the sea. I'm a harder, colder woman now.
Yeah, you are very weathered.
Yes, but I've got great abs. Look at them.
Whoa.
Everyone in the ocean gets great abs.
And Pa.
Yeah.
I know the last time you saw me, I was just a 12-year-old girl, and now I'm a 16-year-old pirate girl.
Yeah.
But I've blossomed too, and it's not about boys liking you. It's Jesus. Just about finding yourself. Right,
well,
Calvin?
Yes, yes. I feel like this was my fault the whole time. I mean...
Dad, don't
you
say that.
You saw me pirating DVDs.
I did, true.
Oh, no.
You saw me make an illegal copy of Wally.
I saw you had become a man I didn't know. I said, well, if he's a pirate, I gotta be a pirate, and that's just how it goes. So I went out to the sea to be a woman you could love, and I became a pirate you could be proud of.
Pillaging Your Dreams, the musical. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Matt Gourley, and on my show, I Was There Too, I interview actors who are on set for some of the greatest films ever made. You'll hear stories from the sets of Star Wars.
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
The Shawshank Redemption.
It was singly the worst audition I ever gave.
And Back to the Future.
This isn't just a bully in the cafe. Something bad is happening.
Subscribe to I Was There Too on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back.
Oh my goodness, my head is spinning.
Ooh, so spinning.
We went across the nation so many times in that musical. Yeah. It's
going Georgia, Long Beach, Georgia again.
Back to New York, yeah.
Drew, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. That was really fun.
Well, we're going to do one more thing. This is a segment that we like to call
New Phone Who Dis.
So if you could just read to us the last text message of note that you either read or that you either sent or received. It doesn't have to, either way, as long as it's interesting. Last good text.
Good text. let's see. I ask my sister what my mom's Amazon password is.
Great.
Yeah, and she said, "What are you getting?" And I said, "Maybe a to-go cup for coffee." And she said, "Fancy."
Great.
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 Perfect. Yo, gotta call my mom, I gotta log into her Amazon. Not gonna have my own account, I gotta use my mom's without a doubt. What am I getting, yo, you wanna know? I gotta get my own coffee to take it to go. What am I gonna do, keep it so steady? You know I gotta get that insulated Yeti.
What's your password? What's your password, mom? What's your password?
What's your password, mom?
I got to have that password, your account is the bomb. So what's your password?
Oh, what's your password, mom?
Oh, mom, there's a thing that I got to know. I got to get your password to the HBO, because you know I got to watch the Game of Thrones, because in Westeros they won't leave it alone. And you know, if it's the same to you, I will also take your password to Hulu. It would be great. I need that screaming subscription. I want to watch it because I got that addiction.
What's your password, mom?
What's your password, mom? What's your password?
What's your password, mom?
I got to find out Game of Thrones before it's gone, so I got to know.
What's your password, mom?
Yeah, gotta have that ice on the rim.
Yeah,
I wanna call up Kim.
Yeah,
get her to tell me the digits. Oh, frigid.
Yeah,
keep that coffee cold. All right, on my old man, not my dad. No, I meant my mom.
Yeah. All of the time, you got to get the password to the Amazon Prime. They got things, and you won't be tripping. You know that Prime has got that two-day shipping.
Yo, mom, yo, that is where we will begin. But can I get a couple more passwords from you, Kim?
Yeah.
I'd like the password to your Gmail, too, because I'd like to snoop up and what you know how you do. I'd like to see who you're writing and writing about me. Yeah, all your emails I gots to see. And I gotta be able to get into that cow. Gotta know where you're going, gal.
What's your password?
What's your password, mom?
What's your password?
What's your password, mom?
Have you been chatting with Tom? Is it Tom? I got to know. What's your password, mom?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Shout out to Kim Tarver.
Shout out to Kim Tarver.
Amazon
password. I almost said her full password. I was like, no, I probably shouldn't.
That was Off Book, the improvised musical with Scott Passarella on keys. Drew Tarver, thank you so much for doing this with us. Where can the people find you?
Yeah, they can find me at Drew Tarver on Twitter.
And you should, and you can, and you will, because he's the best.
Guys, we're a new podcast, and we would love it so much if you would go on Apple Podcasts and subscribe, and really love it if you'd write us a review.
Gosh, we'd love it so much. Write a little review, give us a little rating. It's super, super helpful to get the word out there. So thank you guys, and thanks for everyone who's listened so far.
Also, you can find us on Twitter at Zach Reno and at Jess R. McKenna.
That's right. Gotta get that R in there. Got that R.
Don't forget the R. It's that middle name. What does it stand for? You don't know. I do. It's Ruth.
Bye.
Now we all know. Bye. Jessica.
Yeah, Zach?
I don't mean to. Can I overshare with you right now?
Please do.
My underwear sucks.
Dang. I'm sorry.
It's just, you know.
What's wrong with your undergarments?
It's just not great.
It's not broken or anything. It's in one piece, but it could be so much better.
Oh, do you wish you had like a smart design, maybe premium fabrics and, I don't know, like a simple shopping experience?
I mean, I do, but to be honest, that sounds like an impossible thing that
mentioned. No, it's actually not impossible. Mack Weldon underwear is definitely better than whatever you're currently wearing.
Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
Mack?
Socks.
Weldon. Socks?
Underwear, t-shirts, sweats, and they're crafted with natural fibers that have built-in performance capabilities.
Built-in performance capabilities?
Yeah, they work hard, just like you do.
I do work hard. I sit in this podcasting room, and I work hard. My underwear isn't doing anything while I'm here.
Well, guess what? You can even get part of their silver underwear, and you know what? They have a natural antimicrobial.
And silver.
And silver.
And silver. Antimicrobial sounds cool, but you know what's even better than that?
Silver. Don't you want your underwear to have silver?
You can have silver. Go to MackWeldon.com. Get 20% off your purchase by using the promo code OFFBOOK.
Guys, it's so easy. They ship your first pair to your door, and if you don't like it, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. So go check out MackWeldon.com. Use that OFFBOOK. Just make your life performance capable, silver.
Silver. Performance. MackWeldon.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.